potion!
Welcome to Horror Game Night. I'm Chris.
And I'm Hanny.
And this is a podcast all about horror video games.
Spooky.
This is also episode 2.
Ah!
We made it. We did it.
They kept telling me that they wouldn't let me back on the show. I'd never work the podcast circuit again, but here I am.
Yeah, I don't know how you broke into this call. I kept telling you you're not allowed back. But hey, might as well make use of you while you're here.
A friend of mine let me in because we have someone special here with us today who was able to float me the Zoom link.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay, well... I guess that leads us into, this is our first guest episode. Today we have Brett on of the Skeleton House podcast, an audio-only Let's Play podcast that's covered games such as Chrono Trigger, Silent Hill 2, Super Mario RPG, Deadly Premonition, Pokemon Emerald, and many, many more. Brett, welcome.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for having me. That's me. I've been sitting here the whole time.
Oh, shit.
I've just been listening in.
You're so quiet.
No one even knew it was here. Just ninjing.
Did I introduce you properly, Brett? You're the editor, you're the co-host, you're the creator.
I do a couple things. I do a lot of the cuts. I do a lot of the talking sometimes, and then I do some more talking sometimes, and then I usually cut a lot of my talking.
The Chris approach.
Yeah, and I play video games sometimes well, but sometimes not well.
Always entertaining, though.
I would say so.
Thank you.
Brett, I've invited you on here to talk about boomer shooters.
Bless you.
Or retro FPS games.
Yes, boomer shooters. One of my favorite genres. There's lots of clicking involved, and usually things explode after the fact.
Yeah, so this isn't something I have a lot of experience in. I know Doom, I know Quake. It's pretty much the extent of my knowledge.
Well, that's a good baseline to have. Like, Doom and Quake, you're already, you know, most of the way there. So what would you guys like to know about boomer shooters? Perhaps I should explain what a boomer shooter is or why it has that extremely stupid name.
Yeah. I would love to hear all of that because I do not know what this is. Originally, I wasn't even gonna join this call, but Chris told me what the genre was. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is, so I gotta talk to an expert about it. And I know Chris isn't gonna learn shit, so came to learn from the guy who knows.
I gotta teach you.
Yeah. That's what we call you behind the scenes, Brett, the guy who knows.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
The skelly behind the
curtain. I know very many things. None of them are useful at all. So the etymology, let's break it down word by word. There's only two, so it shouldn't take very long. Boomer, boom is explosion, but mm-hmm. The term boomer does not mean explosion in this explosion shooty genre. It means old people. Because old
I was gonna ask, does it mean that like you're an old person because you played this game like a million years ago?
Exactly. Because you played Doom in the 90s, you are boomer as fuck. You're old. You like to grill. You ride your lawnmower and drink some Monster Energy. Some people will say, you know, boomer, it's a very specific generational term. It's for people born after the Second World War, where there was like lots of fucking because they came back and shit. But boomer now, it just means old person. I'm sorry. Language evolves. That's just how it happens.
You don't make the rules.
I was going to say, given how often I've been called a boomer by the youth that at many jobs that I've had within the last like 5 years. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly. Many people don't like the term boomer shooter because they're like, boomers don't play Doom. That's Gen X. That's, you know, old millennials.
But we don't remember Gen X, so.
Yeah, no, you're all boomers. Even me. I'm on the young end. I'm still a boomer.
I was going to say, you're a little bit younger than us, Brett. And
yes, I just turned 29 to age myself.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ah.
Actually, right after you, we almost share a birthday.
We can pretend we share it.
Yeah, well, like time zones. I'm sure we share it in like one specific spot in like Papua New Guinea or something.
Hell yeah.
Oh, let's go.
I love that. We should probably celebrate them together from now on.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
We're going to fly to you next year.
Yeah. We'll find you. Don't bother telling us where.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I believe you.
But I was going to say, I didn't consider myself a boomer until this call when you told me that I was one.
I'm sorry to break the news to you.
No, thank you. Thank you for teaching me. And you're younger than us. Hanny and I are the same age. How did you get into this genre? Because I completely passed it by. I think I was a little young for it myself.
Yeah, well, the first time I played Doom, because like Doom is kind of like the grandfather. Like, there's like Wolfenstein 3D and stuff before that. But when people think of like the lineage of this type of game, like you think of Doom. And it was like probably the year 2000, so I'd been like 6 years old. My grandma had it on her old Mac, where the mouse had a really shitty trackball that didn't work at all, so we would just play with like the keyboard entirely. And we had the shareware version for it, and I was like really bad at computer games, so I could like never ever get very far. So it wasn't until another, like, it's not really, I wouldn't classify this game as a boomer shooter, but this is a game that got me into like liking these types of fast-paced, like ultra violent first-person shooters, is Team Fortress 2. When Team Fortress 2 came out, I got it for the Xbox 360. Me and my siblings played it so much that we cracked the disc and we had to get another disc.
That's fucking awesome.
And then that happened two more times. We have three broken copies of the Orange Box.
That's amazing.
And then I graduated high school. I bought myself a computer. I played a lot of TF2. I have close to 2,000 hours in it. I probably only played TF2 and like just TF2 for like 5 or 6 years straight. So that got me really into like movement shooters. Like TF2 is like kind of slow for that term, but afterwards a game called Dusk came out, which was kind of the start of the resurgence of like the boomer shooter genre. And I played, actually my older brother played Dusk and he's like, hey, play this, you'll like it. And I played it and I'm like, oh fuck, this is awesome. And then I just got like sucked in. Doom 2016 came out after that. I played that and then I like went back to the old Dooms. I played Doom, Doom 2, Doom 64, Doom 3. Played through Quake. Quake's so fucking good. I played Blood and Hexen and Heretic and I'm just like, man, I can't get enough of this shit. It's so good.
That's. I was just going to say that's awesome.
I was also going to say that's awesome.
So that's my long ass story of why I like clicking on things.
I have so many questions.
Please hit me. All of them. Or only the good ones.
Hold that thought for just a hot second, because I did interrupt you, Brett. You were telling us what goes along with the boomer in the second word.
Boomer. Yes, we got one word. The second word is shooter. It's a game where you shoot stuff. It's a first person shooter. Usually, I'm sure there could be like third person boomer shooters. But yeah, you click on guys with a big shotgun, and then sometimes they explode.
And what separates boomer shooters from like Halo or other FPS games?
Well, there's like two eras of boomer shooter. Like, I guess I'll classify them as like classic and modern. So you have like your Dooms, your Quakes, your Bloods, all the old stuff like DOS games and things like that, which are very fast. Usually they have like key cards to like open doors. The maps are kind of complicated. They're very violent. They're very visceral. Like you hit a guy with a rocket launcher, he fucking explodes and there's like chunks of him all over the screen. Usually they're broken up into episodes, which are then further broken up into missions. Usually there's like 6 episodes to a mission and then like 3 or 4 missions in the game. It'll usually tell you like end the level stats after you beat a level, where like you got, you know, 99 out of 103 kills, you got 25% of the secrets. The weapons are kind of similar between, like you'll start with a melee, then you'll get a pistol, and then you'll get a shotgun, and then you'll get some sort of crazy shotgun. So they kind of have similar skeletons. And then, like, Dusk and After, they kind of shared the same stuff, where, like, they brought key cards back, they brought, like, level secrets back, they brought end of level rankings back.
All right. I have so many questions.
All right.
I'll allow them.
Please! All right. So I think I've played a couple of these so-called boomer shooters, but I wanted to run them by you and see your thoughts on if I played them or not.
Okay, my classifications for them? Okay.
Yeah. So the first one that springs to mind for me is a game I played on PC probably back in 98 called Redneck Rampage.
Yes, I would classify that as a boomer shooter for sure.
That game kicked ass.
That game, it's actually a bit not like, people are undecided on whether it's awesome or it's kind of ass.
I feel like
there's a lot of boomer shooters that ride that edge.
I was gonna say, I feel like all the great games ride that edge of, is this game great or is this ass? This feels a bit assy, but I love it.
Yeah, I think those are always like my favorite kind of games, where it's like, I can see there's shit wrong with this, but like, man, I love this.
Fuck, that's great. That gives me a good frame of reference. I played a couple of the Duke Nukem games as well.
Okay.
Another one that was big for me was Unreal Tournament. but I feel the like original Unreal games. I feel like those are more on the Halo vein than the like Redneck Rampage vein.
Yeah, I think they kind of fit into like the Quake mold because they're pretty fast.
Arena shooters, are they called?
Yeah, arena shooters would be a good term for that. Because like Halo, you're pretty slow. Halo, you have like the two weapon limit.
Yeah.
I would say like the game delineation, like Halo's a good one, but another one would be the first Half-Life, because that was a game a lot more focused on like the narrative as opposed to like you're a guy, go kill all these demons. Because like Half-Life is still awesome, but it's like just the focus of the game is in a different spot for like what they're trying to do, I think.
All right.
I noticed I played a bit of the original Doom with your help,
yeah,
Brett, and I played some Quake, and it just dumped you into the map. There's no story at all.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really like about these games is, like, if you want to play a video game, I kind of hate, like, loading up a new game and being like, okay, I have to go through the tutorial, I have to go through the intro level, I gotta watch, like, a cutscene, I gotta meet all these characters that are gonna show up, but with
that
this...
That made me turn off Kingdom Hearts the other day when I was, like, feeling an itch for it, but I don't have, like, an old save file to, like, pick up that's, like, just past it, and I was like... Boy, I really don't fucking care about Destiny Island anymore.
I don't want to watch an anime. I don't want to, like, jump and collect coconuts. I want to, like, load into a level and, like, get a shotgun and shoot a guy in the face.
Exactly.
So it's really good to just, like I want to play a game. Bam, you're playing a game.
I like the minimalist approach.
Yeah.
So I got two more games to quiz you on.
All right, hit me.
All right, so next up is... Jet Force Gemini for the N64. I don't know if you're familiar with that one, but that was a game that was like my precursor to Halo. Was like that game kind of got me to the point where I was like, oh hey, like I kind of think I like this thing.
Okay, I've never played it, but that's like a third person shooter. Is it like a platformy sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a little platformy. It's a little versus. We played a lot of the versus mode in my family because you could do like a local co-op, arena fight kind of thing, which was a lot of fun. But there was definitely a story mode, but it's been like a billion fucking years, and I don't think it's been added to the N64 Switch emulator yet. So
yeah, I don't think so.
But I feel like that was one that I really liked and was an early FPS for me, but... I feel like it doesn't hit the vibe.
Yeah, I don't.
And also, I can't remember if it was an FPS.
as someone who has not played it, but is currently on the Wikipedia page, it is a third-person shooter. So, like, I don't think that matters because I played a game called MDK kind of recently, which stands for Murder, Death, Kill, which is pretty funny, which I would classify as a boomer shooter, even though it is third-person.
Hmm.
But yeah, I think this looks more like a precursor to like a Jack and Daxter or a Ratchet and Clank, maybe.
Yeah. That feels right.
Which are also, like, sick-ass games, but not quite the same.
How dare you?
How dare I what?
No, I was talking to Brent.
Oh,
my bad.
I've never been not the target of that before.
Even I thought you were the target.
Yeah.
I like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
You had one more game, Annie?
Yeah. GoldenEye for the N64. Was the last game.
GoldenEye. That is an interesting one. Yeah, I'd classify that as a boomer shooter. It's pretty fast. It's pretty frenetic. Yeah, you know what? I'll give you that one.
Hell yeah.
You'll allow it.
There's end of mission rankings even. There's key cards and stuff.
I actually lied. I had one more. Time Splitters 2, I think it was called. I've only ever played this game once, but...
I've only ever played the multiplayer. I would think it's more Halo-y, kind
of. Yeah. All right, word. All right, now I'm good. I'm caught up. I feel like I'm...
All right, so that's a good basis for everybody, I think.
I feel like I'm a boomer now. I feel like I've achieved boomerhood.
Welcome to the fold.
Oh, hell yeah.
So what is it that appeals so much to you, Brett, about boomer shooters? Because I had a lot of fun just sprinting around and splattering stuff. But after, like, I don't know, an hour, I felt pretty content to walk away from it.
Yeah, I can see that. I think... That's part of the appeal for me, is they're like really familiar. Like you load into one of these games and you kind of know like exactly what you're getting into. Like the stuff I was kind of getting into of like the what makes a boomer shooter, like it's usually all of that is in every game. So it's a lot of familiarity. And that thing we were talking about, like they're very quick to start. There's like barely any tutorialization. Sometimes it's literally like the difficulty selection screen will also be your tutorial. So if you can make it to the door that is like the hard mode, then congratulations, you can start hard mode.
That's cool.
Yeah. And It's a good genre for like multiple styles of play, I guess I'll call it, where you can like load in and play like a mission or two and then back out like Chris was doing, or you can play it like, I don't know. I played actually I reinstalled Doom 2 to check out because they updated it relatively recently for the Steam versions, and I was playing the like one of the expansion pack sort of levels that I have not played before, and I played that shit for like 3 hours straight. So it's good for if you have like dead work brain, like you just got off an 8-hour shift or you're like tired as hell, but you just want to click on something. But it's also good for like, okay, I have today off. I want to play a lot of video games. I'm going to go click on many things.
Very good.
One more game question.
All right.
I'm going to keep saying this every periodically throughout the entire thing.
Joke's on you, Brett. This is just a pop quiz.
Yeah. All right. I'm happy with it.
We'll give you the score at the end of the episode.
It's like, this is a boomer shooter. Now you're going to rank me at the end.
Yeah. So next up on Handy's quiz show is Turok 2, Seeds of Evil.
I would say Turok 2 is definitely a boomer shooter. I would also say that level, or that game, the levels are way too fucking big.
There's only six of them, too. It's like,
I know,
weirdly short, but weirdly long.
Because I played through Turok 1 relatively recently. I'm like, man, that was fun. But like, you know, the levels were kind of big. And I played a little bit of Turok 2. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know. What the hell is going on?
I've never played Turok. I heard that there's not enough dinosaurs. But I feel like that's a solid complaint against any game.
That's true. And the dinosaurs in Turok, sometimes they have like laser guns attached to their head.
That is true.
Let's go.
What was that game you showed me the other day, Chris, that's coming out, the dinosaur horror game?
Brett, you've probably seen this trailer.
Yeah, is it the like the PSX style one or the other one that I always forget?
No, it's
about?
The other one.
You know what? I have both these wishlisted, but my wishlist is like 200 fucking games. I'll get to you. Oh, no, it's 300 games now, actually.
Oh, God. If I ever win the lottery, I'm just going to go through all y'all's wishlists and just buy everything for you.
Oh, I appreciate that. And actually, going through my wish list, man, there's a lot of boomer shooters coming out.
It seems like there's a big resurgence in boomer shooters lately.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, like, a lot of them have come out relatively recently, and a lot of them are coming out into early access, which kind of mirrors how, like, the games sort of came out back in the day, because you would have like a shareware version of Doom where it's just the first episode, and then now you have a early access version of like Herat, which is the first episode, so you can kind of like play it and then keep an eye on it.
I like that.
Compound Fracture is not the dinosaur horror game you're talking about, but that is one of them that looks cool.
I'll add that. I haven't heard of that.
Exoprimal? No, Exoprimal is another dinosaur game. Hold on.
The Lost Wild.
Yeah!
The
Lost Wild. Brett, if you haven't seen this one, you're gonna fucking love it.
I think, hold on, give me one sec. All right, we're off track. This is, this is also a boomer shooter, because you got to have dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I was actually going to suggest that, because you were saying that you felt like there was a resurgence, Chris. I feel like there was a good chunk of time where games were so heavy on story that they had very weighty intros that took some time to get in through.
Yeah.
And I feel like when people aren't always feeling the itch to like sit down and like do something super like thought processy, like I know I'm this way, so like I turn to mobile games personally because they're like super fast, but like my favorite one is mobile Mario Kart. It's fucking great. It's really really fun.
Also a boomer shooter.
Yep. Yes, best boomer shooter.
There's a dinosaur in that.
There is, and he does absolutely fucking shoot me, and he's an asshole about it.
I also feel like there's for a little while game developers had this like get good, raise the difficulty bar mentality, and when you die, like go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Whereas with boomer shooters, you're gonna die a lot, but then you're immediately back in it.
Yeah, you're back in. And I like all of them, because Doom came out, and Doom came out with 5 difficulty modes, which is like something that's still like a lot. So a lot of them will kind of like harken back to that and have like a bunch of different difficulty modes, or there is a lot of good like accessibility options. Like one of my favorite boomer shooters that has come out recently, Ultra Kill, has like a ton of accessibility stuff where it's like just a huge fucking list of things where it's like, all right, I want infinite stamina for my dash, I want to like not take damage when this thing happens. It's just like a bunch of, you know, cool stuff. Play the game how you want to play it.
That's really cool. I like that.
I love shit like that.
Yeah,
like have fun. It's not on us to judge how you have fun.
Yeah,
although I'm always the person who does like, all right, what's the difficulty the developer says is the intended way, all right, I'm just gonna play that and die 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's the only way.
Yep.
Unless it's a different way for you, in which case have fun.
In which case, yeah, do whatever the hell.
So along with this resurgence, I feel like you've mentioned a lot of the most popular titles that everyone would know, Brett. Like, we got Doom, we got Quake, we got Dusk.
That was literally, you sent me a little bit of a primer where one of the things was well-known examples. I wrote down Doom, Quake, Dusk in that order.
Excellent. I'm glad we're on the same wavelength. What would you tell people to go out and play if they want to get their toesies wet?
So I think Doom, Quake, Dusk, I think that is like a perfect entry point. If you want to, like, the classic ones that are my favorite, Doom, Quake, and Blood, which is like a very horror-themed DOS shooter. And it's like hard as shit, though. And then for the modern ones, I would probably start with Dusk, a medieval, which is like you're like this cyber Valhalla man. And they're, oh my god, the rocket launcher in that game is so fucking good because it's like a staff that shoots like miniature planets and like. Oh,
let's go!
Yeah,
all
right.
And I would start with Doom 2016 as well, like the reboot. I personally prefer Eternal more, but I think the first one is like a better starting point, especially because, you know, they're like related.
Gotcha.
But again, those are all relatively well-known ones. You want some
yeah, hit us with them. What are your favorite lesser-known titles?
Lesser-known, I'll do... Yeah, okay, let's do that. I'm just going to do my favorites because that's easier because that's how I wrote it down in my list. Ultra Kill, which I talked about, you play as a robot and you heal by absorbing the blood of your enemies, which is metal as hell. And it has a fucking grappling hook, and I love grappling hooks. I played Project Warlock. That's a good one. That's kind of like Wolfenstein 3D. Like everything is all on one plane. There's Forgive Me, Father, which is like a Cthulhu Lovecraftian sort of thing. One that came out last year, which I really fucking loved, was like a spiritual successor to Blood, called Cultic, where you play as like a noir detective guy and you shoot people in the face with a sawn-off shotgun. It's fucking sick.
I think these games have some of the coolest aesthetics, among video games.
It's something you can go just hard with. Like, you can't really have a modern warfare boomer shooter because everything is too fast and too like visceral. So it's like, okay, you have a staff that shoots planets.
But also they seem really connected, I guess going all the way back to Doom. Like they're really connected with like the metal music genre.
That sort of aesthetic, because I think it's like the satanic, you know, demon, devil, go to hell, kill all this stuff. It's just cool. And like, I feel like it's the best genre fit for that stuff because it's like hardcore and violent, and like a Satan JRPG would be cool, but that's kind of like Persona, but Persona's like a Japanese high school game. You're not really like punching a cyber demon in the face and like ripping his eyeball out. Like, it's all just the aesthetic. Like, you want a unified sort of experience, and like if the gameplay like mechanically for this genre is like fast and violent, like fast and violent music makes sense. Like, I was talking about Cultic earlier, where you're, like, a noir guy. I think the story is, like, somebody's disappeared, you gotta go find him or something. But it's still, if you shoot a guy in the face with your sawn-off shotgun, his head explodes and, like, time slows down. And it goes like, whoa! And, I don't know, it's just, like, they know what's fun.
It's the difference between something being, like, kind of grim or, like, grimdark violent and being, like, cartoonish violent.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's like a I feel like I can have a lot more fun when it's over the top because it's like you're more disconnected from like a serious act or something, like where it's like, you know, like in a game that's more realistic, it's like, oh, that doesn't feel great. You know,
like a Resident Evil 2 remake or like a Dead Space or something. Yeah. Where it's like, oh, this is just a dude and his arm's falling off and he's like walking slowly towards me and dying.
Yeah.
Like, whereas Doom Eternal, it's like, I'm going to grab you and I'm going to rip you in half and throw you at the wall.
Exactly. And it's just like, all right, like this is just hilarious. Like, I feel like I can have a lot more fun when it's super over the top because it's just like, this is so dumb, like in the best way.
It probably is. Yeah, it probably doesn't say much good to our character, but like sometimes ultra violence is cool.
It's cathartic for sure.
Yeah.
You heard it here
from Brett.
Yeah, from Skeleton House TM.
Exactly.
It's also, I like how much or how many of this genre took a horror game and then decided to make it more empowering rather than taking all the power away from you.
Yeah. I was actually watching a I got sucked into the like expert review video game wormhole on YouTube, and it was like firearms expert goes into Doom Eternal weapons, and it's like, oh yeah, this has a shotgun with a grappling hook on it. Usually you don't want to like grapple up to your enemy and get close to them. You want to keep that distance. But it's like, no, if you're a Doom guy, you want to get up into the enemy. They want to keep their distance. You are the monster in this horror story.
Is that the first game they added the grapple hook to?
In Doom, yes. The super shotgun in Doom Eternal is one of the best video game weapons of all time.
It just seems amazing. Like such a match made in heaven.
It's so smart. Whoever came up with that, they deserve a raise.
Yeah. I guess that's one of the modern boomer shooters.
Yeah. That came out like right after Dusk, I think. So it was like the kind of 1-2 of those guys. I feel like it like resurged the genre.
Yeah. I didn't realize how recent Dusk was, actually.
Yeah, I think it was 2016. Hold on, I may be getting my facts straight. I don't fact check because fact checking is for cowards, but let us take a look.
We have no time. We gotta go fast like a boomer shooter. We are boomers after all.
Dusk was 2018, actually. What the hell?
That's really new. Well, I guess fucking not really. It's 5 years, but
I consider Halo 2 a modern game, so
actually. Here's another tangent. That's my delineation for modern games. There's two games. One is Resident Evil 4. I feel like that is a modern game. Once that game came out, all other games after are now modern. And also Donkey Kong Jungle Beat, because the fur graphics on Donkey Kong were very good when I was young. And I was like, what the hell? This game's from the future.
Shit.
However, those are not boomer shooters.
Not yet.
You know what my favorite boomer shooter is? Donkey Kong Country.
Man, a Donkey Kong boomer shooter would be so good. You like Diddy has pistols. You
Dude,
have
just banana shooters.
DK64, everyone has guns.
Do you know what game was incredible that I played the absolute shit out of when I was a kid?
All right, hit me.
It was called Guerrilla Warfare for the NES. It was so freaking fun. I remember one level was like you just in a rail car and there's just like enemies on either side of you and you're just like turning around and just gunning them down.
Okay, now Hanny, I have a question for you. Is yes. this Guerrilla Warfare? Guerrilla?
Yes.
Okay, so it just came to mind because we were talking about monkeys and then the homonym of gorilla and gorilla.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to to follow that train of thought exactly.
Yeah. You nailed it. And I want a banana gun now.
Yeah.
Just hungry. Just shoot yourself in the face.
Do you ever think about how in The Simpsons, they canonically killed Flanders' wife with a t-shirt rocket launcher? That's a thing that happened. That is a boomer shooter.
My favorite Simpsons gun that you could bring into a boomer shooter. Actually, you could bring this specific one. There's a boomer shooter called Fashion Police Squad, where you play as a fashion cop who goes around and he corrects fashion crimes. So he'll tighten up his suit with his mending gun, and he'll like suck all your neon colors out with his like paint cannon. But there's that makeup gun in that one episode of Simpsons where I think Homer almost shoots Marge in the face, and then he shoots the wall, and there's like this big face splatter. I love that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Speaking of fashion police, what are the best weapons you've seen from boomer shooters?
Of course, we talked about the Doom Eternal super shotgun with the grappling hook, and you grapple on guys, and it literally lights them on fire, and you fly towards them and explode them. That's always good.
It's pretty fucking good.
There's the Quake rocket launcher. That's a classic. One of the best sound effects of all time. Even the original Doom 2 super shotgun, really fun. You like walk into a room, you click the button, and then everyone inside falls over. The rocket launcher I was talking about from a medieval where it shoots the planets is hilarious.
I don't know how to picture that in my head.
It's a staff, and then as you're holding it, there's like just, you know, a sphere circling inside where it's like a Venus, and then you point at a guy and you fucking launch a Venus at him and it explodes.
Huh.
There's a shotgun. I like shotguns and rocket launchers a lot, apparently. There's a shotgun in Forgive Me, Father, where in that game you put perks into your weapons and they get stronger. And if you put perks in your shotgun, it turns into like an eldritch shotgun and it gets like eyes and tentacles and shit. And then the shotgun pellets like bounce around the room until they hit somebody. That one's really fun.
Sounds sweet.
Yeah, no, if a game has a good shotgun and or a good rocket launcher, I will enjoy that video game.
I'd like to add the Poltergust 3000 from Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion, noted boomer shooter, horror-themed video game.
Very good.
Thank you for the... thanks, Annie. Great job. That's a good-ass game.
It's so fucking good. It is such a good game. It is just genuinely a great game.
I'll only play it if the ghosts explode into Gibbs.
Yeah.
Do they splatter?
I don't believe they splatter. You suck them all up in there. They're fine. They just put them back into a painting or something.
Yeah, sounds like the directors were cowards to me.
Skelly, question for you.
Pop quiz, asshole.
Are games like... No, I would never call my good friend that. I would only call you that asshole. Skelly, my good friend. Where would you throw some games that I really enjoy? Like Left 4 Dead or... well, I don't enjoy Back 4 Blood, but Left 4 Dead or Vermintide 2.
I would not consider them boomer shooters. Those would be like, I don't know, horror shooter. That's probably a genre. Because they are pretty linear generally. Like, you're kind of just going A to B.
Yeah,
to C,
like, get to the safe house. Murdered. You're done. Yeah.
So like the map complexity
don't get murdered.
The map complexity isn't necessarily there. There's like not key cards and stuff like that. And like because Left 4 Dead, it's a 3 weapon limit game, 2 to 4 weapon limit. I feel like weapon limits are a bit on the opposite end of what a boomer shooter wants to do, because a boomer shooter wants to like give you the arsenal and then have you decide in the moment, as opposed to like planning ahead for encounters almost. Which is actually one of the things I really like about the genre is the ways that they make you think about using weapons in different ways. Sorry, I'm going completely off on a tangent here.
Please take us. But don't apologize.
The two I always think of are Doom Eternal, which limits you in the ammo department. So you're always thinking of like, what is the most efficient way to kill these enemies, like using the least amount of ammo possible.
Is there like a hard ammo limit, like in a level in that game? I'm just not familiar with it.
Not necessarily. It's just what you can carry is very low, like especially for the genre, because like Doom and Doom 2, it's like you can hold 200 shotgun rounds. Doom Eternal, you can hold like, shit, I don't know, 16 maybe. So it's, you want to use like what's good against what enemy, like the rocket launcher to blow up the Arachnotron's shoulder missile or whatever. And
it's
another
more like
one,
on that Resident Evil side where you're like, you kind of got to think about like what gun you want to take from the box.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great comparison.
I did it. Horror Game Night's teaching me stuff, Chris.
You're doing so good. On like the opposite end of the spectrum is Serious Sam and Serious Sam 2, where the limiting factor is time, pretty much, because those games, it's kind of Left 4 Dead-y almost, where there is like a massive horde of enemies and you see them like coming at you. So you want to take them out as quickly as possible, again, not because you are going to run out of ammo, but because once they get up to you, it is going to become much more difficult to deal with them. So I think like just every game kind of has that, like depending on the scenario, like a big open room, you want to like use your sniper or whatever. But it's just a lot of like split second decision making, which I think is a lot of fun. What were we talking about?
The last thing I remember is you saying I'm going to go on a tangent, and everything before that is just gone. You mentioned Serious Sam, and Hannah, you mentioned Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not a lot of games in this genre that have, like, campaign co-op. Like, I can't think of a ton.
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, because there will be, like, there's for sure, like, Doom mods where it's like, I play through Doom in co-op.
Yeah.
But, yeah, looking at my big list of names here, it's not a lot of, like, stuff you could sit on a couch with a bud and play.
It feels like a missed opportunity.
Yeah. That's a good point. I think a lot of it is like, I was thinking about this a little bit earlier because I used to play a fucking lot of Team Fortress 2, and now I'm kind of old and I'm kind of bad at video games, so I do not play as many multiplayer shooters as I have in the past. So I think this genre is a good replacement for that, because like you're still doing the same sort of things, but it's not like there's not a 16-year-old on the other end who's just kicking your ass. So you still get that like that dopamine from succeeding instead of just getting your ass beat all the time. But yeah, like having a buddy would be fun. I guess maybe I was going to say because they're like more computer oriented. So like mouse and keyboard. So you can't really sit on sit on a couch.
Yeah.
But like it's the year 2023 and we're speaking on Discord right now. So I feel like
don't break the illusion, Brett.
We're all in a room together holding hands.
That's true.
Oh, please.
Hanny's, you're very clammy.
Always has been.
But it's nice because my hands are very dry, so you're like moisturizing me just by the contact. Mm.
I'm actually very upset that you know that my hands are clammy through Discord. I feel called out.
We could just say moist, Henny. Or invigorating.
Nice and hydrated.
Yeah.
A little drippy. Wet, one might even say.
Soaking.
If you squeeze them, you'll wring them out a little bit. Anyway, I had two thoughts that occurred during Skelly's diatribe. My counterpoint I was going to bring up to the multiplayer mode was, I think that has a level of setup that goes against the drop-in and immediately play mentality of a boomer shooter from the way that you guys describe them.
And even from like a developer point of view, because like a lot of the people making these games are like very small teams, or even in some cases like single people have like the all of the design decisions, and maybe they have a couple people helping them out. And like, yeah, multiplayer networking stuff is probably hard.
Yeah,
because yeah, there's a lot of like couple of dudes putting out their like their dream Doom game.
Yeah,
the minute something tells me I'm gonna have to port forward something, I'm out. Yeah. I'm like, nah, dog, that is not what I'm here to do. I am here to very much relax and play a video game as quickly as possible.
I'm here to click on ahead.
That's actually one of the things I really like about some of the co-op horror games that we've been playing, like Phasmophobia, is that they're very quick to just get into and like go.
Yeah.
Like lobby setup is quick. There's not much, you know, customization, and you kind of can just like drop in and like get a mission in.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like a market for that. I know it's difficult because like people have been trying to revive like the sister genre, like arena shooters.
Yeah,
like a Quake 3 or a Quake Champions came out recently, or like Unreal Tournament, like Hanny was talking about. And none of those have really popped off. So it might be like that might be kind of related. Although I guess like competitive multiplayer and cooperative multiplayer are different beasts. Like, people, if you like playing co-op with your buds, you won't necessarily like shooting some random guy in Ohio in the face.
Oh, I remembered my previous thought that I thought about during my other diatribe.
Let's go.
And it's directly related to what I want to talk about right now. So my previous thought was, I had kept up with like a couple of shooters until they started going into a new genre, which I'm not super big on, but I got into one for a while, PUBG, which is a, you know, battle royale, I think they call them. Mm-hmm. And I really loved like BTB and Halo Reach, like big team battle. Like that was a blast. But for some reason, there's like a shift that just feels different in like the battle royale genre that isn't like the same for me. And like, I was like starting to have fun with like PUBG and like getting really into it. And then like a 16-year-old kid from Germany made me cry one day. And I was like, all right, I think I'm done with online multiplayer. I think I'm officially too old. So that's what my original thought had been during your talk before.
Yeah. Maybe boomer shooters are for you.
Yeah. And I think boomer shooters are for me because I'm very reclusive and I like to play games alone by myself while I'm sad, listening to sad music.
Perfect.
Or angry music.
They make you feel so powerful too, like by design. I think you'd get very a kick out of that.
Chris has a power kink that he likes to fulfill through these. Mm-hmm.
Was the foot fetish stuff, were we talking about that on Hot Mic, or was that the, are we gonna cut all that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I assume it's Hot Mic. I assume everything I say is Hot Mic. I just don't fucking care anymore.
Mic's pretty hot. Yeah.
I
kind of hope it was off mic though, just so you have that comment completely isolated though.
Which will make the episode.
I understand editing, don't you guys worry. I know what to say and what not to say.
Was there a follow-up to that? Or just a thought?
I have no idea what we were talking about again. This is a very fluid discussion. I enjoy this.
Good.
So I actually did want to talk a little bit more about battle royale genre, because I feel like that's the big genre right now for shooters, and I feel like some of the reason that other shooters aren't popping off like they used to were because of the like staying power of these. Like Fortnite's been a big game for like a pretty long time now. Like it's got like a lot more staying power than I was expecting, and like PUBG is still kicking around. I think there's another, like Apex Legends, I think is that.
Yeah, Call of Duty Warzone 2 is really popular.
Yeah, and Call of Duty is like its own fucking like monopoly on the shooter genre anyway. But like, I'm curious your thoughts around how you get from like this boomer shooter, like I want to be alone, just listening to, you know, just like going nuts, shooting demons in the basement, to like, I want to fight 100 other humans live right now while every one of them can hear every word I say.
Yeah, I feel like winning a battle royale is like, holy shit, I'm the greatest. But a lot of the time playing battle royales, like, because I played a lot of PUBG too, but a lot of it was like, I'm hiding in this house and the circle's closing in, and I'm like one dude, and I know there's a guy around here, but I don't know where the hell he is, and I peek my head out the window, and then I die, and I have to load to the menu, and I have to load into the lobby, and I have to wait, you know, 90 seconds for the battle bus to fill up, and then I land somewhere, and I die immediately again, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm out, you know, 10 minutes, I haven't done anything. No dopamine has hit any receptor my brain. So I feel like they're like the highs and lows of battle royale, and again, like, the older you get, the harder it is to be good at video games, so the lower the lows are, perhaps. Yeah, I don't know, it's just it's tough to be good at those games to reap the benefits, I guess.
Whereas the peaks of the highs and lows of the boomer shooters are like so much closer together because it's such a consistent experience, I feel like.
Yeah, and like, I feel like the lows are nowhere near as low. Like, maybe you're lost in a level, you can't find the key card for like 5 minutes or something, but like, you know, you can Google it and figure out in 10 seconds if you want, or you can just like, you know, run around. Maybe you have YouTube open in the second monitor because these games don't take like 100% of your focus if they don't want to. Yeah, it's just like a relaxing time instead of like I'm sitting in this bathtub and I'm like, I know I'm going to die in the next 30 seconds and I'm going to have to Alt F4 this game because I'm not having any fun.
I have one more question that I want to end the episode with for you, Brett, because I want to make it hard for you.
All right. Yes, please.
But did you have anything else you wanted to ask Kenny?
Brett, I feel like you know me pretty well, right?
But yeah, we've been friends for a bit now.
If you could pick one boomer shooter that I could get either preferably on my Nintendo Switch, but I know that's a big ask.
Okay.
Or on Steam tonight for a relatively cheap price that you think I would have a good vibe with, what would you recommend for me to get?
My question was...
Oh, sorry, shit. Okay.
If you had,
let's combine these.
Yeah, I combine them for sure. If you could pick two for us to play,
okay,
and all the rest disappear, what would they be?
I think... Okay, one of them for sure. Oh, fuck me, dude. Two? Why couldn't it be three? Three would be so much easier.
Right? Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's got to be two.
Because it would have been the Doomquake trilogy thing that you kept saying.
I've heard quite enough about Doom.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm over it.
Okay, so one for me. One for me, Ultra Kill. Ultra Kill is not complete yet. It is still in early access. Ultra Kill is shaping up to be one of my favorite games of all time. Like, thinking about it, like, I played a decent amount of video games in my life. It's probably top five. Like, it does everything perfect for me. It is a boomer shooter crossed with a character action game, like a Devil May Cry or a Bayonetta. So it's like, it's a first person fucking Devil May Cry, and you feel as sick as Dante pulling off like sick combos. There's like a ranking system even. I love that game so much.
Ultra
and
Kill?
Like, every time it comes out, Ultra Kill, yes. All caps is important.
I'm actually writing it down, which is unusual for me.
Every time it comes out with a new episode, like, it, I feel like it's better than the last one. It's just a fucking blast. So yeah, I'll say Ultra Kill for one of those for sure. I don't know if it's a handy game specifically. Like, it could be a handy game. It's just, it's pretty tough. I feel like it's for if you have a little bit more of like a baseline in the genre, because it's a hard ass fucking game. But for a handy, you know, I think Quake. I think they recently did a Quake remaster and put it out on Steam, and before it was kind of janky. Like, the best way to play Quake was to get like a third-party source port where like they unjankified all of the 1998 design decisions, but they updated it on the Steam version and it works perfectly. It's just like install, play. They added a bunch of like a pretty good expansion pack and then like a really fucking good expansion pack. And like that game, it's the DNA for every 3D boomer shooter. Like, there's Doom will be all the 2D ones, all the sprite based ones, and then Quake will be all of the 3D like rocket jumping and shit. And it plays as well now as it did like back then. I'm assuming I didn't play it back then, but it plays really good right now. So yeah, Quake and Ultra Kill, you can't go wrong with those two.
Perfect. And Ultra Kill has an overwhelming positive score currently on Steam.
I think it's like the sixth highest rated game on, like, if you aggregate all the positives versus the negatives.
That's awesome.
That's insane.
It's incredible.
It looks like the producers are also the ones who do Dusk, Faith, Gloomwood.
Yes, New Blood, if you're looking for like some people to follow, New Blood only puts out bangers. Like, yeah, Dusk, a medieval, Ultra Kill. Gloomwood's like kind of like a thief game, like it's a sort of different genre, ooh, but like people love that game too. They got, well, they're working on a fucking like a Fallout 2 style game, which is probably gonna be pretty sick. Yeah, like those guys are so cool. Dusk 82, they have a Sokoban fucking Dusk game. They have Faith, actually. Faith the Unholy, yeah, Trilogy, which is a like an Atari 2600 graphics e rotoscope crazy cutscene horror game that's supposed to be like actually fucking terrifying.
I want to play that.
Yeah, those guys don't miss.
Chris, put that one down. Put that
you
on should. Our list.
You guys, I think you guys would fucking love that game.
I think it just came out of early access, right? Or the third episode was released.
Yeah, in October, I think the final episode came out.
Yeah. When you said early access, so that reminded me, I do have one more surprise question.
Yes.
What are the ones that you're most excited about to come out? So looking, ooh, to the future, okay, of Boomer Shooters, what do we got?
Well, I'm going to do some games I haven't played yet because I'm broke as hell. Proteus, I played the demo for Proteus. It came out of early access a couple months ago, and it's so good. It is, it's very Doom-ish, but it's almost like Doom cranked up to 11. Like, it's, wow, hyper violent almost. They did a great job with that game. Again, I played the demo for Fashion Police Squad. That was a lot of fun. It's like, it's pretty goofy because instead of fighting like demons and Satan and cultists, you're just like shooting guys with gray suits to make their suits fit better, which is pretty funny. They're doing a remaster for Power Slave Exhumed. Actually, I think that also came out a couple months ago, which seems pretty fun because that's a game that's, you know, kind of weird. Again, Chasm the Rift, another remaster of an old game that like weird people like, also seems cool. Some stuff that's coming out. You know what? I'm going to go back to my wish list right now because there I was literally like looking for that dinosaur game and I was just scrolling through a bunch.
Yeah.
Cult, Disdain, Warhammer 40k Bolt Gun. They're making a Warhammer Boomer Shooter, which is pretty fun.
Let's go.
I'm surprised it took this long, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. It's such a good idea. Meat Grinder, Hand of Doom. Well, Hand of Doom is kind of a different thing, but Hand of Doom is pretty cool. Coven, Phantom Fury, Wizardum, Supplice, Celico, ASCII, Exocide, Agent 64, Spies Never Die. There's another GoldenEye one, actually. I think Sprawl is one. Parapatea, Hellscreen, Enchain, Effigy. Oh my god, there's so many. Like, this, if you get into this genre, you will never run out of games to play.
This seems like the perfect time to get into it.
That was all upcoming stuff. Like, there's a bunch of stuff in Early Access 2 now. Like, Viscera Fest is in Early Access. Postal Brain Damage is in Early Access.
Fucking great name.
There's another one I wanted to talk about that was really cool. I can't remember, though. I'm sorry, other game. You lost the brain lottery.
If you listen to this and you have money, buy Skelly a game. I was just about to say, Skelly, get game.
Yep.
Yeah, please do.
Also, Chris and I sponsor Skelly's podcast, so
not,
you should...
Not anymore.
Not anymore? Oh, we no. stopped?
Thank you for the previous money, though.
Yeah.
He said something very rude. We had to cancel him.
Yeah, I had to... After that stuff that Hanny said, I had to distance myself.
Yeah, I get it.
Chris tells me so little about what happens behind the scenes that sounds right.
Nothing good, Hanny. Don't peek behind the curtain.
I'm so sorry that we no longer sponsor you, Skelly, and maybe I'll just start sponsoring you to say slander against Chris.
Just talk shit. Give me money. I'll say fucking anything.
Very good. Did you have anything more that you wanted to talk about, Brett? As long as we got you.
I literally, my notepad document is just a list of video game names, which I think I have, I've gone through with enough detail, or perhaps a little bit too much detail, some may say.
Nah, impossible. anything else from you, Hanny?
Skelly, if you could challenge me to any FPS, what would it be?
Oh, it'd be Team Fortress 2. We do MGE on... Badlands, the 3 CP or like the center control point of Badlands, and I'd wipe you. I'd go 25-0.
Perfect.
I'd watch that. I'd watch the shit out of it.
Yeah, all right. I've never played TF2.
Oh, that's a good game. It's still like people are still playing that shit too.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Well, Brett, thank you so much for joining us and for
yeah, thank you very much for having me. I like talking with you guys, like no matter what. Just talking about shit with you guys is fun.
We're pretty cool people.
I agree.
Hmm. Yeah.
Chris 50% agrees.
I agree with you, Brett. So
Chris, believe in the Brett that believes in you.
Yeah, I do. Awesome. Well, you can find Skeleton House everywhere that you get your podcasts. 3 thumbs up, 1 from each of us, possibly 6 thumbs up, 2.
I'll give 1, so 5 out of 6.
Okay, 5 thumbs. Would recommend listening.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you're up to that you want to shout out?
Oh my God, actually, I've been doing so much stuff. I'm guessing on this podcast it's called Horror Game Night. They're pretty cool guys. I'm also going to be on a RPG Years review for a game called Metal Max Returns, which is a Japanese-only JRPG, didn't come out in the West. You're a little guy, you get a bunch of tanks, and it's open world, and you go like hunt guys.
Let's go.
And there's like not really a story. It's really cool.
Sounds perfect.
There was other shit I was doing. I can't remember. Oh, Switch Club. Yeah. We're playing through Banjo-Kazooie. A friend of the First Encounter Horror Game Night circle, Elise, is also on that. She loves Banjo. She's so fucking funny.
She's so fucking funny.
Actually, again, holy shit, I'm doing too much dumb shit. I started with a bunch of the other AOLP people. We started a new podcast called Pass Along Pod, where one person, season one is for Pokemon Yellow. We're doing a Nuzlocke, where if a Pokemon dies, it's dead as hell. So one person is going to do up to a gym, and then they're going to pass the save on to another person.
That sounds so fucking hard.
I got the Elite 4, so eventually you will hear me. I haven't recorded it yet. Hopefully I won't lose and destroy everyone's hard work, but no promises.
That's incredible. I love that.
Holy shit, that sounds so fun. And I just remembered, Skelly, I owe you a Nuzlocke toe-to-toe from like a million years ago. avenge Chris's honor.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining me.
I didn't know if that was like a royal thank you to the audience, so I would like to thank the audience.
Fuck them. I'm not going to keep that in.